نحمده ونصلي على رسوله الكريم أما بعد أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم إن الله وملائكته يصلون على النبي يا أيها الذين آمنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما اللهم صل وسلم وبارك على سيدنا وحبيبنا وشفيئنا محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم. Honorable ulama, respected elders, brothers, mothers, sisters, beloved youth, the esteemed listeners of Radio Al-Ansar International, Sirius FM, and Markaz Sahaba, the voice of Ahlu Sunnah wal Jama'ah, Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. All praise is due to Almighty Allah, the sustainer, nourisher and cherisher of the universe. Peace, blessings and salutations be upon our beloved master and leader, Nabi Muhammad Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. Tonight is the 29th of Zulqa'dah, 1443. Hence tomorrow, inshaAllah, Thursday night, we should be scanning the sky for the new moon and the crescent. See, this road of yours is called Hilal. This masjid is called Hilal. Did you ever wonder, ponder, reflect, what really is the meaning of Hilal? Habibuna sallallahu alaihi wasallam used this word. The hadith is mentioned in Abu Dawood. Whenever the new moon, the crescent is sighted, say, Hilalu khairin wa rushdin. So inshallah, tomorrow night we will scan the sky and the new moon crescent is sighted, then say, Hilalu khairin wa rushdin. Our Sheikh Hassan Balala, he read wonderful Qirat now. So I told him, Sheikh, make me maaf. I forgot your name. He said, Sheikh Hassan Balala. I said, lucky is Balala, is not Bulala, you know. So this time, those of you who don't know what Bulala means, then it's a different thing. You understand? You ask the brothers, they will tell you, inshallah. So anyway, I want to explain to you these words. It's a crime we are committing. It's a crime, my brothers. You can say 50, 60, 70 years ago that there weren't enough ulama, there weren't enough people who didn't know Arabic. Now so many people know Arabic. Hilal means raf'u sawt, to raise the voice. There's the chant, there's the moon, there's the crescent. So the first, see the beauty, the glory, the style, the diction of the Arabic language, that the first three nights the moon is called Hilal. Then the next three nights it changes. Then the next three nights it changes. Then the next three, when it reaches its peak, then it's called Laylatul Badr. Husband and wife look at the new moon and they say, see the new moon. Honey, let's go for honeymoon. So we must remember, once it reaches the waxing and waning of the new moon, then you see it reaches its peak. Chaudhvi Raat Ki Chaand. We call it Laylatul Badr. That's why Almighty Allah Jalla Wala revealed the Quran Sharif in the Arabic language. It never gets archaic. When we were in school, you were in school, in Natal, your people's English was always much superior than ours in Transvaal in the olden days. And Afrikaans, another story of your people's, you know. One chap from Durban came there to Heidelberg, to our hometown. So there they had under apartheid, you know, gents and ladies, and they had dames and here. So he said, dames here. You understood? So you couldn't even laugh because you understand what's going on. So you must remember dames and here. He said, dames here. And this, anyway, leave that now. So, Hilal, Ukhairin, Warushdin. See, Saudi Arabia, the moon sun is there, the sharpshooters, you know. They announced already that Eid will be on the 9th of July, and Arafat will be on Friday. So we make dua, Allah Ta'ala accept everybody's hajj, Allah Ta'ala protect the Haramain Sharifain, Allah Ta'ala protect, mashallah, Masjidul Aqsa and all our masajid. So make sure we scan the sky, so inshallah, we all want Eid to be on Sunday, mashallah, 10 July, then there's no hustle, bustle, aram, say easily, we can perform our qurbani and everything else. So my topic for tonight is something unique. You know, this is the Markaz. MashaAllah, hundreds, thousands of great, great giants, awliyaullah, ulama have come here and given kar-guzari. So I was wondering, what must I speak about tonight? So I say, it is a topic I never spoke about in my whole life, you know, in a public gathering. I said, tonight let me share with you my own personal qissati, my own story, my own anecdote, my own experiences, my first umrah, my first hajj, my first ziyarah to Madinah Munawwara. Mulana announced, I don't know who announced, Mulana Mufti Sahib, he said, are you speaking on Qurbani? He said, we will incorporate everything. There's some very, very serious moments, and there's some very, very light-hearted moments. So 1974, I left. Hifz I did here in South Africa by Hafiz Ibrahim Limalia, Hafizahullah, my honorable Ustad. And he's here in Durban. Whenever I come, I go visit him. Allah grant all our teachers who are alive, siha and afia. Those who passed away, Allah grant them all Jannatul Firdaus. So 1974, I went to go study. My parents were very reluctant, you know. Gol mol karke, you know, they allow, right, go. You see, you know, really, Allah's help. Hada min fadli rabbi, hada rahmatum rabbi. After 6 months was holiday, Ramadan. Before Ramadan, you know, 15 Shaban, 10 Shaban, madrasa closes. And then 15 Shawwal or so, it will open. In Karachi it was like that. So that time no cell phone and email and all these gadgets. The only way you could make quick communication is a tar bejo, send telegram, you know. So they telling me, come home. But I knew if I come home, they'll definitely keep me here. I said, see, you'll perform hajj. Now, mashallah, in 1963, they perform hajj. And hajj was on a Friday that time. So Allah Ta'ala accept, mashallah. Nevertheless, I told them, see, you haven't performed umrah, and this is a golden opportunity. You come from South Africa, you don't need visa and all that. That time, no story of visa. I'll get my visa quick. Here for foreigners, they should give same time almost. And I will go, and today we'll meet you all there. So they said, fine. So alhamdulillah, I arrive. I'm giving you my story, right? So a lot of things to learn. So I landed there in Jeddah. We learned little bit Arabic and little bit Urdu in the 6 months, you know. So when I landed there in Jeddah, there a taxi, in a haram. When I left the madrasa, never mind the students, the teachers came to meet me. Because very few of our teachers perform umrah or hajj. Very, very few. Beside Hazrat Allama bin Nuri, rahimahullah, maybe 1-2 teachers. This is 1974. So they say, aap hajj ke liye, aap umrah ke liye ja rahe hain. Say, humare liye dua karna, make dua for us. So I went, and everybody say, Kogir, Kogir. So Kogir is right opposite Babu Salam, the main door. So I went there. So I asked him that, how much? He said, 60 riyals. I say, Baji, that Ana Talib, I'm student. And he say, where are you student? I say, Sheikh Yusuf bin Nuri's madrasa. He say, okay, for you, 30 riyals. Very good, you see. So then he tell me, you speak Urdu, you speak Arabic. I say, yeah, Torah, Torah, Shwaya, Shwaya, you know. Then he said, the old man, Abdul Aziz Kogir. So he gave me a nice room, everything. He told me, you happy? I said, yes. He said, yeah, you must eat here, all that. So it was very nice, you know. Then after about 1 week or 8 days or something, I don't know if you know Chota Panchbhai. Allah give him Jannatul Firdaus. And I read a lot of salat of mine there because my house is there and he built the masjid, mashallah. In that masjid, Kamal, they don't take money from anybody, you know, all their own money. So Sufi masjid is called in Indonesia. So I read Asr Maghrib there. Allah keep all our masajid up. So Chota came and he told me, he knew me because he used to come to our shop. Chota told me that your father and I'm coming tomorrow, you better go to the airport. I said, oh, very good. So that time, you know, communication was not so up to date. So I went there, mashallah, they came out, everything. Now I was like a small mutawif myself, you know. Because every day make my tawaf, there's that, some South Africans I meet. They think I'm a big sheikh, like, you know. So this guy, he knows what's going on, like, you know. So anyway, I must tell you the story. When I entered first time there and I saw the Baytullah Kaaba Musharrafa, so these mutawif, they wait there. So I asked him how much. He said, Ashara, Ashara. So I knew I must give him 10 riyals. He made my seven the round so fast, you know, and I'm in the haram, obviously.
But my body is trembling and shaking. I'm looking at the Kaaba. They're not interested in all that. Hey, Bisura, ya Haji, Bisura. Move it up. Because they got more customers waiting, you know. So quick, quick, he finished my Umrah, Tawaf, everything. I say, but these guys are real chances also. What can we do now? So anyway, the first Umrah, but now we learned the ropes a little bit. And then we went for Hikat and all that. Then I met my beloved parents and all of them. So I said, where are we going to stay? He said, no, we must stay by Bully. Because the, I said, very good. So we went there, Allah Ta'ala grant him Suleiman Mimish. You see, he used to sit by the left and everything. You see, Haji, my left, you mustn't bang the door. You break my lift. You break my lift. That was his famous sentence. So anyway, all that happened there, service, for me was 35 riyals there, 35. So cheaper for me to stay there at Kogir, but my parents, I stay here. So mashallah, then I used to take them for tawaf, take them for this, take them for that. Now we come to the main thing. Then they announce Ramadan. Now who's reading Taraweeh? I want all of you, you still get the recordings. Maybe you won't get it in this famous gadgets we got, but you will definitely get it in the CDs. He was a waliullah, this man, the imam of the haram. He used to wear kurta talye, nisfu saq, talye he used to wear. His big jubba, kubba, all he used to wear talye. Tal the shin, tal the kaf, talye. Sheikh Abdullah Khulaifi. You know those of you who go for hajj, and we're in Aziziya, where we stay, where they take us all that side there. If you just go there, there's a masjid there. That masjid is named after him. Masjid Abdullah Khulaifi. So that area, they named after him. So he was the main imam. And subhanallah, the crowd so small, every round you could kiss Hajar-e Aswad. Every round you could kiss Hajar-e Aswad. Like that it was. And I used to stand right there by him, next to him. Sometimes I go shake his hand also, shake sound. You don't know nothing, what time you going to speak? They pick salam. Like that it was. So he did Maghrib Salat. Watini was Zaytun was his favorite. I used to cry sometimes the way this man reads, you know. He had piety in him. One alim told me this, Wallahu alam, I can't verify it. But one alim, a person really, who knew what's going on. You say, you know Sheikh Abdullah Khulaifi. I say, I met him so many times. You say, you know he passed away. I said, no. You say, Sheikh, and there's another ayat he used to love reading. You say, Sheikh was reading not in the haram somewhere. Allahu nuru samawati wal ard mathal nurihi kamishkatin fiha misbah. And in that he passed away. See, brothers. Sometimes we think that these people are just, you know, simple Simon. Allah gave them honor also that he was a big judge. Sheikh Abdullah Khulaifi. He don't read all this fancy. From the heart he used to read. So you must listen to his reading. Wonderful recital of the Quran. So he used to read 10 rakat salat, and Sheikh does, you know Abdullah Subayil, he came to South Africa. When he came here to Ispingo Beach, then Mona Harun and them, Rahimahullah, Mona Harun was a great alim. So he was translating for him. So he gave Mufti Saleh Jainam the big kiswa of the Kaaba, the big portion of the, so he came there. I know I was there. So anyway, Sheikh Abdullah bin Subayil, the two of them they used to read. That time, they used to have witr twice. They used to have witr after 20 rakats taraweeh. That time, they used to have witr again in the last 10 nights after the qiyamul layl. Then somebody told them, you're such big sheikh. It carried on like that for years. I was there in 74 Ramadan, 83 Ramadan, even then. Then afterwards, people told them, but are you doing this? Hadith in Tirmidhi, la witrani fi laylatin. You can't have two witr. Qaza is different. You can't have two witr in one night. You're making the witr after witrawi, and you're making witr again. Then they stop all that. So the last 10 nights, they only read after taraweeh, no witr. Then after qiyamul. You know how they used to make khatmul Quran? Listen how it used to make khatmul. I experienced this many times. They used to read 20 rakats. But after 20 rakats taraweeh, the Quran is not finished. After 20 rakats taraweeh, the Quran is not finished. The last 3-4 surahs they leave, and then they finish it in the witr salat. You understand what I'm saying? So say for example, he read 20 rakats taraweeh, and he read tabbat yada abi lahab yu watab. He finished it. 20 rakats is finished. Now he still got kulhu Allah left, kulhu falak left, kulhu bin nas. Now when are we going to read that? So he read it in witr. You see, they used to do like that. Nobody say anything. The Imam of Haram, what we going to say? A guy like me, what we don't know whether we're coming or going. You understood? So all this was going on. I'm explaining to you things which first time in your life you will hear. So it was so good that time, you know. So anyway, my beloved parents was there. I used to walk in the middle, father one side, mother one side. I'm the big mutawif, muallim. All the Rabbanas we know and all that. So we read and they read. Then you get other people gapping in and all that. They also joining us, you understood? So I'm mutawif myself. What we have to pay them 10 riyals? Mine is free of charge, you understood? So all this time, I'm the muallim. So you read with me. Rabbana zalamna anfusana. Rabbana zalamna anfusana. Rabbana habla. I'm alone, no wife, no life, but just carry on. My parents are there. I'm in the middle. Rabbana hablana min azwajina. And nobody worry, no police, no nothing. You know which kind of police they had that time? You'll be surprised. Not one policeman in uniform. They used to wear a little bit like khaki clothes. You know this Palestinian scarf. The black scarf with white and all that. That kind they used to wear those things. The police, they used to wear that. So, Zamzam water, no Zamzam and all that. Used to get guys there, Zamzam the well, everything was open. They would get guys there, they would have that special thing like a cane, and they would come and shout there, Sabil, 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 Sabil. One guy give 5 riyal. Then they give 10, 20 people, 100 people. So sometimes we also give him 1, 2 riyal, 5 riyal, you know. So you say, okay, Sabil, 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 and that it was. And then this Yemeni people, Subhan, make special dua for Yemen brothers. This Yemeni short. I used to look at them, they used to pick up fridges. One person pick up one fridge. They want to take from here to there and all that. He say, bring, he pick up the one fridge, he take it from there to there, they open shop. Now we're selling juice. Take this fridge there, selling water. Take this fridge, take there, selling cold drinks. Everything 1 riyal. Sometime you will find something 2, 3 riyal. So it was the Zamana Barakat ka. Let me tell you all about the shops. You will get the shock of your life. How many times I tried it, you know. You go there Ramadan time in the 60s, 70s. I went 74, but my other people will tell you. Here also there might be some bhajis and they'll tell you. You go to the shop in the morning, you go in the afternoon. They don't even look at you. The shopkeeper, he won't even look at you. What he's doing? He's making tilawat of Quran. You got big order, you'll say, Eshturit, Matabra, what you want? And you come, you know, Chopeni, we say, you waste my time, 1 riyal. It takes you away. You come afterwards. Yeah, you want 100 riyals or something, then you'll worry about it. It was like that. So, you know, they used to love reading Quran and everything. It was like that. One South African told me, 74, say, this guy is nearly locked me up, man. I say, why? What you did? So it's a big thing, you know, lock me up. He say, I went there to the shop, I told him I want to buy agarbati, I want to buy cigarettes. I say, in Ramadan, you could tell them you buy you want to buy cigarettes, what's wrong with you? He say, but I'm not fasting, I'm sick. He told me, the chief say, I take you to police and we put you in handcuffs now. He say, the way I ran from there, you understood? See, so much iman they had, you know. Now Zamana came of mal. Jumma time also shop open, everything open, 24 hours open. That was Zamana. There was so much barakat, so much piety and all that there and all these type of things. So Allah, it was King Faisal's time. Let me tell you another story. This will be in Makkah, right? I'll take you for a nice trip. I got a lot of time today. So, I want to tell you one thing which most of you don't know. I don't know if anyone of you even met Hazrat Ammar bin Nuri. Hazrat Allama bin Nuri passed away in 77. If you saw Hazrat Allama Yusuf bin Nuri, rahimahullah, he had Jamal. I always tell people, I never saw a non-Arab alim. Non-Arab. So handsome, like Hazrat Allama bin Nuri, rahimahullah. Jamal bitha, Kamal bitha, or Jalal bitha. We students, till now we students. So remember that when Hazrat used to walk, I used to see our teachers, they used to shake in front of Hazrat. So much rob the man had. So we were fortunate now, Hazrat's ma'amul and habit was, first 15 days, he spent Ramadan there in Karachi. So they read 2 para, 2 juice, 2 juice, they complete Quran Sharif. Then 16, 17, because always just 1, 2 day chakkar, you know, it starts for a long time. So they always ahead. The moon sometimes they're very sharp. Sometimes they see the moon before the moon is born also. So anyway, that
So then Hazrat 16, 17, Ilifo, Makkah, he come there. He make Umrah, everything. Then 1928, he come to Medina. You know Hazrat bin Nuri what he did? I was there present. He told us one day, we can't even speak Urdu properly, but he speak, you know, he say, this one was a Talibilam, and they used to love us, South Africans. So he say, ke jawani ka zamana tha, hum pahar mein sa aakar niche aate the, aur 32 martaba tawaf karte the, yomiya. He say, I was so young, and you know, tough, you know, Patans, you know. And he say, we used to go on top of the mountain, drink the water, or get the water, and go there and come back. We used to perform 32 tawafs a day. So, I'm telling you myself, before my parents came now, I said, let me also learn everything quick, you know. So I made tawaf 10 tawafs in one day. The way I slept, I nearly must namaz. Allah shukar, I didn't must namaz. 10 tawafs I made in one day, and then, look, I couldn't believe I slept so much, you know. Hazrat bin Nuri, 32 tawafs per day, they used to make daily, and this type of thing. These are the awliya Allah. Our woman, you think, they can go 32 times a day to the mall. What you think? They'll get tired. They'll say, bring the card, Baba. Credit card, debit card, keep on swiping. The thing you got love for, you'll do. وَالَّذِينَ آمَنُوا أَشَدُّ حُبَّا لِلَّهِ When you have true love for Almighty Allah, then remember. We studying in Karachi, that time is, you know, Benazir Bhutto, her father, Z.A. Bhutto, Zulfikar Ali Bhutto. You like the man, hate the man, that's your business. I want to tell you a story that will inspire you. Not a story, it's a fact, 100%. We were there. Hazrat Allama Yusuf bin Nuri rahimahullah was the Amir, was the Qaid, was the leader. All the ulama, whole lot. And the mission was to say that Qadianis, Ahmadis, whatever, we say Qadianis, are non-Muslim because they reject Khatmun Nubuwa. That they don't accept Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam as the final prophet and so forth and so on. So all. Now Hazrat Allama bin Nuri rahimahullah had good ties with some of these Arab ulama also, and he met King Faisal also. He told King Faisal, you the big person here, so you must tell Bhutto, he must make a decision. And one day, you see if you got true Iman, you got Kamil Iman, you fear none. In front of Bhutto one day, Hazrat Allah, you ulama, you should take heed, all of us should take heed, who our akabir are. So he, Hazrat Allama bin Nuri rahimahullah, then in front of Bhutto, smashed the table like this. He said, aapko faisla karna hoga varna. And he stopped. He said, you'll have to pass a verdict against them. Otherwise, they knew who they're dealing with. They knew who they're dealing with. They are such people that dunya ko laat mar diya. They gave the dunya a kick. And the dunya came to their feet. So anyway, he discussed all that with Faisal. You must remember this date. I was there that time, 7 September 1974. We were in Makkah now. So remember Makkah, Medina. So then government of Pakistan, Zulfikar Ali Bhutto went on TV, radio, all this. And he said, Qadianis are non-Muslim out of the fold of Islam. And it will be written on their passport, whatever like this and all. This is barakah of Hazrat Sheikh, Hazrat Allama bin Nuri rahimahullah. So one day while we there, then we see big noise going on all day in Makkah, 1970. Now remember King Faisal became Shaheed 1975. So suddenly they say King Faisal is coming. So we say, very good, we must see who's King Faisal. MashaAllah. He was a very simple person. They should drive a white car. Only one car he had. And one white car, smart one, limousine or whatever. He had very good ta'alluq with the ulama and all of them. So he saw Allama bin Nuri there. Do you know what he did with that Allama bin Nuri? He told Allama, you walk first and I walk behind you. Yes. So you must remember, these are our giants. Yes. So Allah, that time no big army used to come. He had a little bit few army and all of them. Now the whole harem is closed up and all that, one side and all that. So this all happened in 1974. Then 1920th, Rosa, you just take taxi and you go Medina. Everything you just move, nobody asks questions, nothing. You go up and down and on. So then we went Medina Munawwara. So I asked my father, where are we going to stay now? They said, no, we'll look for a nice big hotel, a nice one. We know you like also nice hotel. I'm very spoiled, you know, by my father, mother. I'm the last born. So whatever I say, they say is right. You know what I'm saying? I said, yeah, daddy, I think he's right. We must stay in the best hotel. You know what I'm saying? You get more sawab also. So what I'm going to tell you, you know? I said, you get more sawab also. So he said, yeah, it's right, we get more sawab. So now it was a posh hotel, man. Then after 2 days, they told us, you can't use this entry as an entrance and exit. See, why? What do you mean we can't use this entrance and exit? He said, no, the Shah of Iran, his brother is coming. He's going to stay here also. So now, you know, he's a special guy. What they worry, who's Muslim, not Muslim? They're not worried. So for that entrance is for them. You all must use that entrance. They say, nobody to argue there and all that. So we spent 10, 12 days there in Medina Munawwara. So I remember we were reading Tarawih. Oh yeah, this I must tell you. You see, I must go in sequence. I mustn't forget. So I used to eat quickly, you know, after Maghrib. I say, hey, I must make Tarawih. Where? In the Riyazul Jannah. Yes. Imagine. Ma baina Bukhari Sharif hadith, ma baina bayti wa mimbari rawdatun min riyazil jannah. The portion between my house Mubarak and the Mimbar Mubarak is one of the gardens of Jannah. Allah, when I think I cry, Allah, hada min fadli Rabbi. Every night I used to get place in Riyazul Jannah for Tarawih. Who was the Imam there? Sheikh Salih bin Abdul Aziz and Sheikh Abdullah Zahim. So we used to gap in, go meet them also. We do nothing, just make salam. Sheikh, give a hal or something. The 100,000 people, they meet what they wanted. To get to them also is a big story, you know. So somehow, sometimes you meet them like that. Just make salam, what else you going to do? We don't know Arabic, we do nothing, and this type of thing. But we feel happy with the Imam, you know. So they used to make Tarawih and all of this. But he was the main Imam, Sheikh Salih. And now we're reading Tarawih, that 30th, night 30th. After 6-8 rakats, bang, bang, suddenly all the bombs and I don't know what and what when. Now, they don't finish the 2 rakats also, they just break the salat and you know the Arab style, they start kissing one another and I say, look at these guys. They're all kissing one another like this, mouth to mouth and nose to nose and all that. So the namaz just stopped like that, finish, you don't understood. Say, tomorrow we eat, they saw the moon, like that it was. This is 1974, like that. So then all finished this, that. My father said, come, come. That time South African passport, lot of them. From there they're going to Europe and all that. I don't know how many countries. I said, no, man. Daddy, mommy, you'll go, man. Me, I like Makkah, Medina tomorrow. It was the best decision in my life. I should go there. Allah, I don't know what should happen also. So they went to make chakkar here, there and that. I said, me, I stay here. When you come Karachi, I'll meet you all there. And this thing. So I go back to Makkah. Now I stayed in Kogir. I stayed in Mimish. I said, let me go look for a hotel that is the tallest one. I want to see the Kaaba from on top. At that time, no palace and all that. This palace you see now, it's called Safa Palace. I went twice inside there, slept there also twice, 2 nights. So this King Abdullah's time and all that. Anyway, cut long story short, one day we'll tell you about. There is nothing special, there is ordinary. So anyway, this palace, it came about in Khalid's time. In 1980 only this palace came about. Okay? So no palace business and all that. So Faisal, he didn't like all these things. Faisal was very pious. He made mistakes and sins. We all commit sins now. Who so buzruk nowadays? So for what he did, we must give him due. Now we are there in Medina Munawwara. This incident, I must tell you, before I come to that story. So one day we sitting there by Hazrat. And let me make one thing clear. We used to read witr everything with the imam. Understood? We used to read witr with the imam after Tarawih. And we used to read witr with the imam after Qiyamul Layl also. Double witr we used to read. You know what I'm saying? Hazrat Allama bin Nuri was there. He shouldn't tell us anything. That's chap Talib ilam. He just leave them. You understand? I'm not saying that he used to read on his own. Hazrat bin Nuri shouldn't read with the imam. Because he shouldn't read the whole Tarawih also with the imam. He used to make his own khatam again in Medina. He bring one Maulana verse, and then they read 3 paras, 3.5 paras, all like that. In 9 nights, 10 nights, they finish up. You see, like that they would do. Then they make own khatam and own tarawih and all that. Now, listen to this incident. Iman taza ho jayega.
So one night we're there. Now before this, Sheikh Abdul Halim Mahmood, the Sheikh Al-Azhar, he had big white beard, even bigger beard than mine. Sheikh Abdul Halim Mahmood, Sheikh Al-Azhar, giant of a scholar, used to always walk with a tasbih. So when he came to Karachi, there, our madrasa, madrasa's name that time was Madrasa Arabiya Islamiya, and madrasa, in the new town, the area. So Hazrat Binuri, Allama Binuri told that Khansab, you know, so you see all these big sheikhs are coming here. So when they come, at least say Ijlis, Ijlis, Ijlis. You say, all right. So when they came, the Khansab Bichara, he saw them, he got totally mixed up, confused and that. He told Sheikh Al-Azhar and them, Iblis, 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 and this type of things. So Sheikh Al-Azhar, Hazrat Binuri said, no, man, you know, simple guy, make mistakes. He said, no, don't worry. So the way, hey, Iblis, ya Sheikh, Iblis. That's the only word he could think of. So now, the Sheikh Abdul Halim Mahmood, we there, it's not third party, fourth party, we there. So you must remember that Sheikh Al-Azhar came, and he's speaking to Hazrat Allama. That's why I told you, remember the date, 7 September, you see, 1974. So after that. So Sheikh Al-Azhar, Sheikh Abdul Halim Mahmood comes, Rahimahullah, he passed away also. And I got many of his books. And for you ulama and students, you must get this book of his, Sufyan Thawri, Amirul Mu'minin Fil Hadith, masterpiece of a book. Many other books he wrote. Anyway, so he came to Hazrat Allama bin Nuri, Rahimahullah, you know. And they speak, now we're looking Maraj al-Bahrain, two oceans have met, you know. Now guys like us, good for nothing, don't understand one word they're saying. And they crying and crying and crying. See, what's going on? Why the two giants are crying so much? Like children, man, they're sobbing and weeping, you know. And we don't know what's going on. We just have to bring, you see, Sheikh Balala, he brought water, but this water, Sheikh, he make bulala for me. I'm old, I can't drink cold water. So where's that basa, Hafiz basa? It's not our sharpshooter. Basa, you must bring warm water for me. Anybody bring warm water there from the, they bring from the tap, it's alright. We're not fussy guys. So anyway, or wherever I go for lecture, bring hot water for me. I'm old, I don't drink cold. I can old, I drink the coat me. You see? So I got my own stories also. So anyway, now they crying. Now Allah shukr that Maulana was there. So we pull Maulana a little bit. He say, Maulana, why they crying? He say, Sheikh Abdul Halim Mahmood said, last night I saw Habibuna Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam in a dream, and he Habibuna sallallahu alaihi wasallam told me, Abdul Halim Mahmood, go to Sheikh Yusuf bin Nuri rahimahullah, convey my salams to him and tell him I'm very, very happy with him for the work he did for Khatm al-Nubuwwat. These are our ulama. They gave their life to protect the namus, the honor of the master, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. This is what we saw with our own eyes. If you study Allama Kashmiri rahimahullah's life, Hazrat Allama Kashmiri passed away. He's the ustad of Sheikh Yusuf bin Nuri. He passed away in 1933. Hazrat Allama Kashmiri. When Hazrat Allama Kashmiri passed away, he told them, Hazrat Allama bin Nuri, Hazrat Maulana Badri Alam, and he told all of them, I tried my best to protect the honor of the Master sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So tomorrow, when the verdict is passed in court in Bahawalpur, verdict will come in our favor, inshallah. To wo faisla ko mera kabar par aakar suna dena. You come, my students, come to my grave and tell me what is the verdict. This is Allama Sheikh Kashmiri, 1933. The problem we don't read. This is a crime we commit. This is a crime we commit. We got so much time for shaitans, for the Hollywood, Bollywood. Your Liverpool is telling you, if you don't support LGBT, we don't want you as a supporter. Manchester United is telling you, that we're part of the LGBT and we're giving our life for these shaitans, for these people who are the biggest gay brigade? Are we gone crazy? Think properly, what message you sending to your children? Today I'm at the airport. I'm answering questions because I had time. One says, "Hey, Monchep, say Mufti, I want to go tomorrow, this weekend here to the horse race. What? July handicap. It's permissible for me." I say, "Brother, you're going to go see the horses or you're going to see the other kind of horses there? The horses without clothes." This ummah has become behirat. This ummah has become be-iman. We have become be-shiram. That is what we have become. Think properly what we're doing, what message you're sending to your children. What message you're sending to your grandchildren. If we don't have that namus, we can't protect the honor of the Master sallallahu alaihi wasallam. See what things in India they're saying. What things in the West they're saying. And we say, no, keep quiet. Brothers, study the life of Hazrat Allah Kashmiri rahimahullah. Go study the life of Hazrat bin Nuri rahimahullah. Then you will understand who are the jibal of this ummah. The Hazrat Sheikh Nawarallahu Marqadahu. We were there, go ask Maulana Ghardi. I was there recently, there in White River. And what incidents he told me of Hazrat Sheikh Al-Hadith, Hazrat Maulana Mazakariya Sheikh Al-Hadith Nawarallahu Marqadahu. When Hazrat came to Stenga, Allah grant our ma'atutla jannatul firdaus. What khidmat he made and what sacrifice he made to bring Hazrat Sheikh here to South Africa. And that was his last Ramadan. And before that, the next Ramadan, on 1st of Shaaban 1982, wantaqala ila rahmatillah. He passes away and he's not buried only in Baqi. He's buried there where the Sahaba are buried. That is Sheikh Al-Hadith. For you ulama, my topic I told you is Hajj and Umrah. So remember, the best book you will find regarding Hajj, Umrah and everything. Hazrat Sheikh Nawarallahu Marqadahu wrote it in 3 days. When I went to Zambia, Chipata, and I met Maulana Mutala Sahib Rahimahullah, Hazrat, he was a big Khalifa of Hazrat Sheikh. So he told me, Hazrat ne woh kitab ko tasneef ki 3 din mein. He said, Hazrat hardly used to sleep. In 3 days, Hazrat wrote the whole book, Hajjatul Wida wa Umratul Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Think about it, brothers. These were the giants. So, and then Hazrat Maulana Yusuf Ludhianwi, Rahimahullah, he translated it. And the introduction is written by Hazrat Allama bin Nuri. And in there, Hazrat Allama bin Nuri writes, Barakallah, Jazakallah khair, bhai. I trade it in for you. Yeah, buddy. Yadin bi yadin, Muslim bi Muslim. You understood what I said? When you give, make cash deal. Yeah. So anyway, you children, you're understanding what's happening. It's all too high for you. You're understanding. You like stories. I'll tell you nice stories this time. So anyway, you know there in Makkah, when the tawaf used to go on, so that time, they never used to have all this fancy business for janaza and all these kind of things. They used to have those Habshi brothers, all African brothers. So now all these people were ma'azur. Allah shukr, my father, mother, they could walk everything, they know. I stand in the middle and we walk, everybody walk fast also, no problem. Now this bichara ma'azur people, how they go? So they put them in that, you know, like a bed. Like that they put them. And four of them carry them. And they, how they control them, they just wear their turban and that. And when they come, you better give way, otherwise they'll capsize you. And they tell you, khashab, 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 khashab. So some guys, they see that khashab coming, they never finish their surah, they go into ruku straight away. So the khashab go on top. You understood? Like that. You understand it? Yeah. So all funny things you see there. These guys, they just move, they got no time and all that. You understand? They come by you, you better move. You break your namaz also. They don't worry nothing. Say, khashab, khashab, khashab. You must move, just move like that. Because they pick you up there and then they come. Like that. Everybody knew these guys are all dangerous guys. Janaza also they bring like that, you know. And they move. I used to go a lot with them, you know. I want to explore, you see. Go graveyard. They run with the body, man. No hearse and all that. All this started now recently. That time from there to Mu'alla. Not Mala, Mu'alla. We used to walk. And they used to run. The asri'u bil janaza. They take the literal meaning. You must rush with the janaza. And quick, they move, fast, everything like that. So anyway, all that finished now. So then my parents, they went away, all this, I don't know where, in which country. And I went back to Makkah. So I stayed in Makkah hotel. It's the tallest hotel that time, highest, you know. From there, you could see slightly on top of the Kaaba. Little bit you could see. So that's my first Umrah, 1970. Then I went back home and back to Karachi and all that. Parents came. When they came there, they told me, pack up and come home. So I asked my mother, why I was come home? He said, he did itla makhi into koro karante hite. Then I said, look at how many flies there are here. So I asked my father, why I must come home? He said, he tell lita, but they in all these red marks. You know, these Pakistanis, they spit their pan. So they make the whole wall red. So my mother tell me too many flies. My father tell me it's all red business here. You better come home. So I said, but I want to study. This way they say, all right, study. You put another $1,000 in my pocket also. You say, study, it's all right. So I say, Alhamdulillah. So they were very happy when I studied after that. So you see, parents' love is like that, you know, to this type of thing. Anyway, today is my mood to tell your stories. 75, now I start counting my money. So we were with Hazrat Bin Nuri for that, 10 days minimum it was. Maybe more also, but 10 days minimum. We used to, a lot of people used to come by Hazrat, you know. But we don't understand anything, but that Maulana used to translate for us and all this kind. So anyway, that finished. 75, I counted my money. For us in Karachi, to get visa very easy, foreigners, you know. So we just go there for foreigners, they got one queue, for Pakistanis they got one queue. Foreigner, quick, you just go and everything finish and all that. So I told my father, mother, you know what, I got enough money, I'm going for Hajj. So they used to get very worried, because they knew this guy is a hell of a chancer, you know. So they say that you'll go there and you'll get stuck and all this kind of thing. But Jawani, you know, we were very young also. And I love all this adventure a little bit. So I said, no, I'll go for Hajj. It's all right. So I said, okay. You children don't sleep here. There's a very nice story coming for you. I see you catching fish now. You're going like this. Huh? Well, don't catch fish. Well, listen to the story. All right? All right. He says, all right. So then we go for Hajj, mashallah. Now Hajj. Allah kabul. Now, our passports are African that time. Now, I don't know what color, because long time I don't, you know. I got my passport, but I don't know, we don't use now. I just sit quietly at home. So, this year, Hajj, one agent phoned me, he told me to take the Hajjis. I say, but I'm over 65. Say, oh, you also can't go then. So then now, Monday night, they phone, he say, come, we take you for Hajj. I say, how are you going to take me? He say, we make this kind of visa, business visa. I say, but I don't want no business visa, I'm sitting at home quietly. So, all these things there. So why we must make all damal like that? So anyway, carry on. So 75 now, we went for Hajj. Now our passport was very similar to the Pakistani passport. So there, now we come with PIA, there the airport, you know. They take all our passports, this, that, one South African passport, so many thousand Pakistani passport. They tell you, wait, we will give you a passport just now. We're waiting, everybody gone. Now, first time I'm going, and the crowd is much bigger now. So I see my passport. They say, no passport here. Then there was one African-American. He could see this guy is in a crisis now. He's finished, you know. Imagine your passport is lost. You know how these chaps they carry on sometimes. This is a true story I'm giving you. What this was, Sasa. Because I used to go many times in and out for translation and all that. So I said, Sheikh, my South African brother here, his passport, where is it, you told me? He said, no, somewhere here. I say, we look everywhere, we can't find it. Then he said, oh, wait, let me see one place. You know this table of his? This table wasn't standing straight, it was wobbling like. So he took the South African's passport and he put it under the table there to keep it straight like. He said, oh, here's the passport, yeah, don't worry. Who's your sheikh? We must tell him Jazakallah 10 times. But he took our passport to put under his table, you understood? So he stopped wobbling and all that. What crazy guys, you know. But you can't tell them anything. We must tell them, sir, Ameen, Sheikh, Jazakallah khair. You tell them anything, Inna lama sabirin, you know. Like that. So we learn the tricks. Then they go, what's your problem? I said, Sheikh, me, I'm a South African. I'm not a Pakistani. You guys think we're Pakistani. We're not Pakistani. I'm South African. And they got my passport somewhere. And these guys don't want to understand nothing. And I couldn't explain properly also. See, that's your problem, I said. I said, just wait, I'll pull it out. He went, yeah, there. After 10, 15 minutes, he pulled out the passport, right? Now my luggage came. So, you know, we're going this way. First time in my life, my brothers, I don't know what happened. Maybe the heat or what. My fingers started bleeding. Now I'm in ihram. My fingers are bleeding. First time I'm telling all people this, you know, I was thinking, what am I speak? I said, let me give you a little bit of experience. How people perform hajj. How people make sacrifice. Me and you, little bit happened. Yes, the other day I got a call. I'm sure you heard of it. South African. You see, my father, mother, they in Makkah, they complaining so much, me, I want to call them back. Maybe you heard of it on the phone, on the radio. Wallahi. He said, I'll call them back. I said, but what? He said, no, they didn't give them the right rooms, they didn't do this, they didn't do that, we paid them so much. I said, bye. You tell them, they might just stay there. Nowadays it's quota system and this system and this. 101 system, they'll never get chance again. Then what happens then? See. So one, passport damal. Problems. Second, my fingers start bleeding. I'm alone. No father, mother, nobody. You must, everything. Now, we reach there. So I know one stop, Kogir. Speak to the old man, he'll make a deal for me. He knows me a little bit now. So we are 74 hours by him. So I tell him, Sheikh, I want to meet Abdulaziz Kogir. He said, who are you? I tell him Talib. Student from there, Sheikh Yusuf bin Nuri Madrasa. Alright, what you want? I say, I want room and I want discount also. He said, no, you can't stay in Abdulaziz Kogir. You must stay there. Africa and all that, and there you must come eat here and that. So my staying was separate and my eating was separate. And I had something like that, they made arrangements like that. I say, whatever, no problem. He said, but you must come eat here. Very good. Eating we have to worry a lot about, you know, it is Hajj time. So, now the tawaf starts. I mean, the haram and all. The way they push. I thought my spectacles going to break because my spectacles went one, two times like this, you know. So I don't know who I saw. I thought I know the guy and this. So I gave that guy, I said, please carry the spectacles of mine. He wasn't in the haram. And keep it in your pocket or something, and I'll meet you at Maqam Ibrahim in it. But I thought I know this guy, but it's the wrong number. You understood? To who I gave my specs till now, I don't know how many years also, specs gone. Now imagine from here, I can't even see the watch here now. Like now, I can't see the time. You understood? So whole Hajj. So Hazrat Allama bin Nuri came, he said, aapko chashma ka kya hua? Now what I must tell Hazrat also? So I said, no, I gave one story. He said, okay. Do like this. Mere paas jo do chashma hai, ye chashma le lo. So Hazrat Bisuri gave in. So I told him, Hazrat, not to speak in honor of Hazrat, first of all, our kachu Urdu is another story. So I just looked down and said, Hazrat, mujhe da kuch nazar nahi aati hai, like, you know. Hazrat's spectacles is a bifocal business, you know. So now with that I couldn't, I said, alright, chordo. But at least the 5 seconds whatever it was, Hazrat Binuri spectacles also. So they said, they had a heart of gold, you know. So anyway, all that happened. So we make Hajj without that. We knew what to pelt the shaitan and that we can't mess and all that, you know. Alright. So then all tawaf and this and all this kind of thing. Now there was a great alim. You must get his lectures. Very good. His student of Hazrat Mufti Shafi'i. That time haram open for everybody. No old stories and all this kind of thing. Anybody, I can stand up and lecture, you can stand up and lecture, anybody could lecture. No restrictions, nothing. So Maulana Ghulam Rasool Sahib, he used to lecture. So I used to go every day, I say, hey, but this Maulana, he speaks good things, you know. 1 hour he gives lectures, delivers lectures there. So I used to go there all that in Urdu, but very nice he used to. You know, teach the Haji step by step, ye karo, wo karo. One thing about him I tell you, I heard this from him personally. He was there very many years, 20, 40 years, I don't know exactly. But very long. He passed away there. So Hazrat Maulana Ghulam Rasool Sahib, Rahimahullah, so he told us one day, he said, ek martaba Makkah mein bahut zyada garmi thi. And maine dekha, koi tawaf nahi kar raha hai. Ke to main gaya. Like meaning no, just finishing. Like then he said, main gaya tha, I went, and two rounds, I made alone. He said, I can take qasam, one ibadat in the world, I made nobody else in the world made that ibadat.
In tawaf is sab'atu ashwat, 7 rounds. You say 2 rounds I made, nobody else in the tawaf. You understand? Only myself. So imagine how honorable, how favored they were by Allah. They would look for opportunity when we alone we can make tawaf and this type of things. Like that it was. So let's carry on now. That time no all those fancy hotels and all simple business there. So now we have to go for Hajj. Alright? So where we go for Hajj? To first day Mina. Mina, 5 minutes the water open, 2 minutes the water stop. You know South Africa, like you put Durban now. You know, understood? Load shedding, water shedding, lot of, you know, Ramadan also, lot of problems. Allah make easy, cry to Allah. Allah what we must cry. That's what Allah wants from us. Okay, all that happened. Now Arafat, they had that Bengali. Bengali was a good guy. You know? He could tell stories from the Lal Kitab. So he make dua. Even when we go for ziyarat, he's Kogir's main guy. He says, sab ko le jao sab. So Bengali starts his dua. The way he'll make dua, everybody cry. He says, Ya Allah, mere no bachche hai, aur 10wa bachcha aane wala hai. Next year you go, Ya Allah, mere 11 bachche hai, aur 12wa bachcha aane wala hai. And all that. Next year you go, you say, Ya Allah, mere 13 bachcha hai, 14wa bachcha aane wala hai. So everybody knows this guy's family, every year he's got a new model coming. You know, so I don't know how many wives he had, you know, understood? The time you couldn't ask all this. But every time he's telling them there's a new one on the way, new model, you know. 73, 74, 75, 76, 77. So the people say, bachcha ke liye, bachcha ke liye. I used to think that this guy is really collecting it, man. He used to make dua in a Mina, in Arafat, and he knew the South Africans' pockets are full, you know. And South Africans, you can tell them a good story, 100%, they'll fill your pockets up. When I went to Iraq, I digress for a moment, you know. When I went to Iraq, so actors, you know, sharpshooters, so they take us to one place. So they play with the lights, you know. So they say, okay, they ask you what language you understand. You say Arabic, they bring the Arabic. You say Urdu, they bring the Urdu. You say English, you do English, like that. So we say English, so people, what are they going to understand? So we say English. They say, all right. So then they play with the lights and all that. So then on the wall, they say, now you must see properly. Then they say, you see, all fabrication. They say, Hazrat Hassan, Hazrat Hussein needs to play here, and us and all that. And the way they play that, they say, see, the blood of Sayyidina Hussein is rolling down. They're rolling down, the Karbala, all this. And the people are crying one way, man. So me, I'm looking, but how can this be true that these guys are shooting us left, right, and center here, you understood? And this kind of thing. Then the place is not Karbala, but they're telling us somewhere else, and this type of things. But it's just a story they're telling you, you know, like that. Then everybody finish crying, they bring a big box, put money inside. They tell you, Bharadavishku, put money inside. So that's how they do it. Everywhere, I travel all these countries, they must put box. They put paisa inside. Astaghfirullah, astaghfirullah. So anyway, Bengali was a main guy there. He knew how to make the dua and all that. But he was a good person. Allah gave him Jannatul Firdaus. Now you children, a story time. Now we go for next day. Kogir one thing, Muzdalifa from those days. Kogir, Muzdalifa, the best in the whole kingdom. Better than the Arabs, better than everybody. If you go with Kogir even those days, so you must remember, everybody sleep on the floor. With Kogir, you don't sleep on the floor. He bring his mattresses, his, the beds and dust and dust and like that. All tip-top sitting like in a picnic, man, you know. I say, hey, this Kogir is well organized. And big chows and all that, you know, tea and coffee and everything. He had a good heart, you know. Say, no, ya Allah ke mehmane and this and that. So my Allah gave Jannatul Firdaus. Right. Now your children must listen. So that time no old coupon business and agent business, nothing like that. You do everything yourself. So now we have to go choose our camel. We all buy camel, you see. Then one, two of us, you and me, we get together, buy camel. Right. So little bit Arabic I know, little bit Urdu I know. So now, there's one Arab, he
sold the camel to the Pakistani. So 2,000 riyals or whatever they agreed on, I can't remember exactly now. So the Pakistani, he said, yeah, take here the money. So he gave him the money. And that guy gave him the camel. So he got the money, the Arab, and the Pakistani got the camel. So then, this Pakistani told him, like this, he put his finger here, by the neck, meaning now make zabah. So the guy said, mafi zabah. No, no zabah. Say, why no zabah? He said, another 50. Now that, we're all in ihram, eh? Remember that. And this is all happening in Mina. That time you, when you come out from there, your ihram is messed up with blood and lot of stories, you understand? You just see more blood and all. And inna lillah, what they should do was very bad, very bad. Inna lillah. They should take the animals there, just make one hole and bury it. You understood? If you don't want to take the meat and all that. That's what it is. It's a fact. They make one big hole, just bury it. Anyway, Allah forgive them for that. So, this Pakistani guy, he say, what you want for... He starts swearing that Arab guy in Urdu. This Arab guy starts swearing him in Arabic. They're going for one another. Now I'm looking and I'm laughing, you understand? I say, look at these guys now. Now that camel is a madcap camel, you understood? He think I'm laughing at the camel. So he looked at me, he said, you're laughing. And I don't have my specs also. So this type of thing. So you're laughing at me. So he started chasing me, man. You know, I could run fast, man. But I ran, it caught up with me. You children, you listening? He gave me one kick here on my back, man. I took off in Owa Tambo and landed in Kinshasa. Airborne, man, like this, from here right till, I don't know, the end of the masjid. After that, when I see camel, I don't laugh, I just move away quietly. I say, I got one kick in my life, is enough. True story, yeah? I'm telling you. This is Allah, shukr, no bones, nothing broke, man. I say, you Pakistani and you Arab have a fight, this camel got made, this guy is the cause of the problem. Whether that guy got this camel back or not, I don't know. So the camel right away at this time. They were swearing one another, one in Arabic, one in Urdu, and I'm laughing. You don't understand? So all this time. Anyway, all that happened then. So then everything went very nice, and then we came back from Hajj. Then the one thing I must still tell you. You see, 74 when I went, I used to wear short kurta, like this. In a madrasa. Then I see, but there's imams of the haram and all the sheikhs, they wear smart, smart kurta and all that, you know. They're all tip-top condition, you know, there. So I said, hey, I told your father I need money. Yeah, whatever you want, take from me, no problem. So that time, no all this daffa business, and like all this is daffa now, you know. That time, all tailor-made, and no all Pakistani and Indian, proper Arab tailors, khayyat, you go. So I tell him, I want 10 kurtas like this, 5 kurtas like this, you know, all tip-top like that, all tailor-made, you see. Cheap it was, not much expensive. So I want like this. So when I come back, now every day in class I go madrasa, the teachers call me Haji Saab, you know what I'm saying? Because now I went with short kurta, I came back with long kurta, you know what I'm saying? Say Haji Saab. So when I went, just digress 1 minute. When I went to Jalalabad by Hazrat Ji, Hazrat Mawana Masihullah Khan Sahib Nawar Allah Barqadahu, Hazrat passed away in 92. So, everybody, you know Jalalabad, the story. Jalalabad, my brother-in-laws, they studied there, my wife's brothers. So, if a bus pass also, they have to go outside to see the bus, because the bus comes once in a week or something. You know, very like outdated place. So anyway, what happened, but Hazrat was a big sheikh, the Waliullah. So anyway, so everybody got 5 pillars of Islam. You see this topi I'm wearing this. From that dose I'm wearing this kind of topi. I don't know, I just like this topi. So Hazrat Ji could see this guy a little bit mixed up character. You know, no 5 pillars of Islam business. And all got short kurta and he got long kurta. So Hazrat Ji gave me name. He say Lamba Kurta Wala. That was, he kept my name. Lamba Kurta Wala, long kurta. So I still got the letter. I used to communicate with Hazrat. I still got that. So I said, Hazrat, agar aap aitraz farmaye ke, you know, I wasn't wear, then I'll stop wearing, I'll come back to short one. You know. I say, you just wear it quietly, you don't worry. Maine to muhabbat mein arz ki. You see this. You say, because of my love for you, I told you like this. You said, lamba kurta wala. And this type of thing. Like that it was. So Hazrat was a very great person. If you want to know another story quickly, I tell you.
1982, Ramadan, my father passed away. Ramadan, 82. So my mother and them, they tell me, I was in Newcastle, I started 81, January. So they told me, you must come back, Newcastle is so far, and this and a long story. But I wasn't happy. But now my mother also, what must I do? In that Hazrat ji came to Nigel, Kasuji and them. I went one day special there, and I told them, see, you three brothers, I came here to tell you, Jazakallah. You all made ihsan on me, you all don't know what you all did for me. They say, what you talking about? So I gave them the story. So, Hazrat ji was speaking, then I think I started crying. So he saw me crying, you know, the tears were flowing. So I asked, yeah, yeah. So, you know, sometimes in life you get himmat, you know. So I said, Hazrat, tanhai mein baat karni hai. Now I'm a small lighty ki, and I'm telling a big sheikh, I want to speak to you alone. He took everybody out. Everybody, Kasuji's, Molana, everybody out. Only Hazrat ji and myself. I said, kya hai? Like, what's wrong? You could see this guy is really down and broken. So I told him, Hazrat, my father passed away in Ramadan, and I'm teaching in Darul-Uloom. They said, kya parate? I said, this kitab. He said, bahut acha. And this. So I said, Hazrat, now you tell me, and whatever faisla you make, then I'm going to accept no chu, chara, and why, who, and that. Whatever you say, I'm going to do. You understand? So I said, what you want? I said, my mother is saying I must come back, but my heart is still I must be there, and you tell me what I must do. You see? So he said, fine. Then Hazrat made some amal. What he did, Allah alone knows. He looked down, he's dead. He said, you keep on staying there. Then barjasta, in Urdu you say. Then, that time he could speak Urdu properly, no mix up. So, then barjasta, spontaneously. I said, Hazrat, meri walida muhtarama, what about my mother? So he said, walida khud aapke paas aa jayegi. Your mother will come to you, you don't worry. You see? These are akabir. These are our giants. So anyway, this kind of stories and that. But that camel story I had to share with you. Nice story? Huh? Children? Nice story, camel. When you see camel in Makkah, Medina. Nowadays the camels also died. You know, if you go for Hajj, you can't slaughter camel. Nowadays you can't slaughter camel. When we went 2017, 2018, 2019, they said Mafi Ibil, Mafi Jamal, Mafi. I said, what you mean you can't slaughter camel? They said, no, some virus and this. So we want to slaughter camel. They said, no. Our brother Hussein Khan, Allah give him Jannatul Firdaus, you know. Hussein was a good person, let me tell you that. He used to do a lot of extra things which people don't know for the Hajis. Allah give him Jannatul Firdaus. I was very, you know how Hussein became an agent? That also you all don't know. I was in Newcastle, Hussein was selling cars in all it. I still remember the people used to sell cars for white guys, man-made motors. One day, 9 o'clock, 9:30, and that, I think that I was about to, I never had bell and all that. He knocked my door there in Newcastle. So he come, he say, AK, everybody make AK, AK. He said, do me a favor, man. I said, what favor? He said, make istikhara. He said, istikhara I must make. Yeah, Mo Qasim Sema, our sheikh, our principal, the whole world contacts him. I must make istikhara. He said, no, Afisab say you must make. Now if they use Afisab finished, then I must make, no stories. I said, what do you want to do? Then Hussein spoke like a big buzruk, you know. He said, no, you know, this car trade, no good, interest, and thus, and thus, and all that. I want to make khidmat for the Hajis. I said, what, you want to become Hajj agent? He said, yeah. And but I don't want to become agent, I want to make khidmat for the Hajj. That's the word he said. He spoke like a buzruk, you know. And so, all right, this is that. So I said, Hussein, give me your number. Maybe 1-2 days, then I'll contact you. Then I made the istikhara. You all don't come for istikhara by me, eh? I no more make all these things here. Yeah. Just now I get a whole list of 1,000 people here. That's why sometimes to say these stories are very dangerous also, you understand? And this type of, I just did because my ustad ji, you know, Afiz Dimalia and that, yeah. So then I phoned him. So we also make little bit musty, you know. So I told him, Hussein, your istikhara didn't come out good. Then I paused. So he didn't say anything. I said, it came out excellent. It didn't come out good. Pause, it came out excellent. Just resign and go, finish. Make bismillah. He resigned after 1-2 months, he came and he became one of the big agents of South Africa. So anyway, so all these things used to happen and all these things. So we asked Hussein, what's the story of this camel story? He said, no, these guys say you can't, because Hussein and them, they used to go to the farm and all that. And they used to slaughter all these camels and that. Well organized, you know. Now we have to slaughter sheep and goat and us and all this kind of thing. Anyway, all finished now. So So anyway, brothers, in 3 minutes, 5 minutes time, I have to make dua. 8:30 is our cut-off time. So I have to share with you my umrah, one more story quickly. So Hazrat Shaykh Nawar Allah Marqadahu was there already in 75. Hazrat came in the early 70s, what I can remember. If you want exact date, you must ask Maulana Gardi, there in White River. He'll give you all the details if you meet him. Make dua for him also. Make dua for our Haji Ahmad Gora Arbi also. Allah Ta'ala grant him complete shifa. Allah make khair for him. Allah ma in kanatil hayatu khair allahu fa'ahyi. Wa in kanatil wafatu khair allahu fatawafu. Ya Allah, if life is better, give life. If death is better, give. That is the dua Nabi alayhi salam taught us, that when a person is critically ill and so forth. Hazrat Shaykh Muhammad Zakariya Nawar Allah, I saw myself, no stories this way that I saw myself. So remember that in 75. So 74, 75. Hazrat Shaykh shouldn't enter the masjid for salami. He used to come for salat before the adhan. He used to come every salat before the adhan. And every time he would enter, he would say, Nawaitul i'tikaf. See, now we're sitting in a masjid 1 hour, 2 hours, whatever. How many of us made intention for i'tikaf? Be honest. 90% we forgot. So make it now also. Nawaitul i'tikaf ma dumtu fil masjid. So one day one murid asked Hazrat, he said, aapne hazar martaba, how many times you made intention for i'tikaf already? So see Hazrat, this is a sheikh. He said, agar Allah ke ya ek martaba bhi qabool ho gaya, to hamara beera paar hai. If Allah accept one time, then we done. We go straight Jannat. These lessons to learn. So Hazrat Shaykh Nawar Allah Marqadahu, he used to go right outside where the fence is with the big jars and over Haji Ahmad Nakhuda, who passed away on a Friday and all that. So Allah give him Jannatul Firdaus. We know the family from those days. If you went to Leslie, Hazrat Muhammad Zubair Ali Nawar Allah Marqadahu was there. The Nakhuda family were there. So I was a young boy from maybe 63, 64. This would take me worth. Then Mamaji, we used to call him Mamaji. So Mamaji used to take me in his hands. I don't know, used to make dua. And my mother used to say, "Can make dua, poiro bo mastanche," and ask me, he must become Hafiz, you know. He used to take me and make dua, and I used to enjoy it, you know. Although as a young boy, what are we going to do there? We don't understand what is going on. But it was Hazrat, it was ruhaniyat, you know, it's spirituality. That he should take me and he should make lot of dua. Allah give them all Jannatul Firdaus. Very, very great people they were. So anyway, Hazrat Shaykh Nawar Allah Marqadahu used to spend salami. You make from outside where the fence is for 2.5, 3 hours. Salami. Me and you, 2, 3 minutes, finish. We run away. Even if the police is not there, we finish. I saw in Arafat our South Africans, I asked him after 30 minutes, you sleeping? He said, I made all my duas, now what I must do? He's in Arafat. After 30 minutes, 1 hour, he's sleeping. I ask him, what you doing? He said, no, I made all my duas, what I must do now? I saw South Africans playing cards in Arafat. I'm in a masjid, for what I must lie? I said, brothers, this is Arafat, you play cards. And you, woman, tomorrow night is first Zil Hijjah. Inshallah, inshallah. Makkah is already confirmed. Tomorrow, tonight, tomorrow is first Zil Hijjah. So, one lady came to me in Arafat and said, not afterwards and all that, when we used to go with groups. It's Arafat day, she came and we say, Mufti, I want to ask you one masla. Say, well, person, I say, ask, no problem. He said, I'm finishing last story now. They say that, and I'll come back to Hazrat Shaykh. So he said, she lady said, I want to make dua in Arafat, my mother-in-law must die quickly. Thus, though he is troubling me so much, she must go. And see, Ben, we here in Arafat. Can't you make dua, Allah Ta'ala must give a hidayat, give you hidayat? You also might be wrong, she's also wrong. You say, one way she must go. See. All you daughter-in-laws go to your mother-in-law and ask maaf. And your mother-in-law also, you also ask maaf. Because both parties, you know, two story. I say, you say, we say, all this kind. Hazrat Shaykh Nawar Allah Marqadahu is to read salami. I give you one example I wish to read. We read, we stand. As-salatu wa-salamu alayka ya Rasulallah, as-salatu wa-salamu alayka ya Habiballah, like that. Hazrat Shaykh used to read Nawar Allah Marqadahu. I met Hazrat Shaykh in Jalalabad, from Jalalabad 77, we went to Saharanpur, so we took permission from Hazrat Ji, we said, he said, yeah, go, but you must be back this time. So then we knew what time to go, so we went. So we went and we said, we came from Jalalabad. Said, okay, take this, this, and give Hazrat Ji salams. Now, bhag jao ya wase, bhag jao. Hazrat should not waste 1 minute of his time. Hazrat Sheikh. Not 1 minute. And you said for etikaf, you talk, they got policemen there, they chase you out, go from here. Like that. It was like. So Hazrat Sheikh Nawarullah Marqadahu used to make the salami. How we make salami? As-salatu wa salamu alayka ya al-muzammil. He read whole surah Muzammil. As-salatu wa salamu alayka ya al-muddathir. He read whole surah Muzammil. Muddathir. As-salatu wa salamu alayka ya al-nabi. He read whole surah Tahrim. Ishq, love. Who can do this today? We and you, today, zamana is like this, you can't even stand there. You just make a salatu wa salamu alayka. Police will come, harrik, harrik ya haji, harrik, harrik. I had one cousin, he came, he don't understand Arabic. You say, what these people they say? I say, what? They say, tariq, tariq. You say, I know also what you say. I say, what you say? I say, trick. You know what I'm saying? It's tariq, you say, trick. So they open the way for you, you know. So chala, I made enough stories for you all today. So inshallah, tomorrow our program is where? Avondale. Oh, Avondale is our Haji Muhammad Ikhlas in them, right. So make dua for them also. Allah Ta'ala reward them, capital group. Allah Ta'ala give them more capital in Iman, Islam, Ikhlas, everything. And inshallah, Allah Ta'ala accept everybody, accept the Hujjaj, accept the Mu'tamirin. We make dua now inshallah. We got 3 minutes left and we have to go back to all the radio stations inshallah. الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على أشرف الأنبياء المرسلين سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين اللهم أعز الإسلام والمسلمين اللهم انصر الإسلام والمسلمين اللهم صل وسلم وبارك على سيدنا وحبيبنا وشفينا محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم اللهم سلم الحجاج والمؤتمرين والزائرين يا رب العالمين اللهم احفظ بلاد الحرمين الشريفين من كل سوء ومكروه اللهم طهر المسجد الاقصى من اليهود الغاصبين المحتلين اللهم عليك باليهود الظالمين المحتلين اللهم عليك بالشيعة ومن والاهم اللهم عليك بالمشركين المعتدين الظالمين في الهند يا رب العالمين اللهم اشف مرضانا مرضى المسلمين اللهم اشف احمد غورا يا رب العالمين اللهم اشف احمد غورا عربي يا رب العالمين اللهم اشف كل مرضانا يا رب العالمين اللهم اشف مرضى المسلمين يا رب العالمين اللهم اغفر لموت المسلمين اللهم اغفر لهم وارحمهم وسكنهم في الجنة ربنا اغفر لنا ولإخواننا الذين سبقونا بالإيمان ولا تجعل في قلوبنا غلا للذين آمنوا ربنا إنك رؤوف رحيم